This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I'm talking to Nas, rapper, and he is going, like, he's seeing the Williams sisters currently. Mm. And I was like, oh, Nas, like, you don't know, like, they're not sisters. And it's like, what are the, you actually thought that that was like a real thing, that like two good tennis players would be from like same family? Like,
was he didn't realize that?
No, he actually thought it was a real thing.
Are you sure he wasn't putting you on?
The way he looked, he was so surprised, and he had said he was so excited to be dating real sisters. He'd been saying that over and over again, which is why I felt like I had to come in and be like, you know, it's just like, it's like the name of their team is like the sisters, but they're not actually real sisters with each other.
Yeah, well, because there's only, if you think of just the numbers of people who does sports and then the numbers of people who is actually excelling.
Yeah.
Then the odds that you would actually be related to somebody who's doing the sports that high.
Mm-hmm. It's impossible. Can't. And for him to be, I mean, he had been very excited that he got sisters to kiss and to watch that sort of be taken away from him by me. I wish I had said nothing, honestly. I don't know why I should be punished for it.
But a truth warrior.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names of the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz. quick announcement. We're very, very excited for the new developments that have been going on with Sean and I. It is pilot season. This is the season where it's not for being flying a plane.
So, yes, and just for you guys, so you, where you live, have season like it's summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's snowing now. But in Hollywood, since we don't have snow, what we have is pilot season, and now say your thing about the plane.
And it's not for being a plane flyer. It's for making a TV show out of a new story.
Oh, and Brett put this in earlier. What up, what up? Yes. So it's for making a TV show out of a new story, and we have probably the newest story of all.
Yeah, we have a show that we've been developing for a while, sort of in secret. We had an idea that we've always really loved, which is about a guy loses his job, and he goes home, and he now has to live with his dad. But at the same time, his dad has gotten divorced.
Yes.
And now he has to go live
with his grandpa.
With the dad's grandpa.
Yes.
Yes. And so...
So now this... original guy is living with his great grandpa
and his dad. Yeah,
And the grandpa has a very young son.
Yes, who's younger than the main guy.
Yes, very young, like a baby. So that baby technically is the main guy's grandpa because he's his great grandpa's son, and it's also the dad. Of the main guy's dad. So, like, if you think about that dynamic of a baby being your grandpa bossing you around, and when he says, like, I want more Cheerios or something, and you really have to take that seriously. Because this guy was basically in World War II. Because he's your grandpa. So, that is such a rich area for us.
It was going to be called Baby Grandpa. Now, with all this stuff with the dress going on, they want to sort of parlay that dress that's different colors into the show. So it's going to be called Whites and Golds, where like some of the guys, they have different last names. Some of their last names are White and some of them are gold.
Yes, and we've taken our share of shots at the dress and people who talk about the dress. And I think that, you know, at the same time that we did say, like, we should talk about ISIS, also it's relevant. The dress is relevant. And now that we are engaged in...
It brings us together, and it is scientifically important.
So we weren't wrong?
We sat down for a couple meetings, and, you know, we can see the other side of it as well. These opinions can coexist.
We weren't wrong to talk about the other stuff, but at the same time, you know, and it's not because we're being, you know, paid to do the show necessarily, but it doesn't hurt for us to really take a good long look at what color is this dress and should we be talking about it for a few days and hopefully for a few years to come, because the dress is the star of the show as much as baby grandpa is.
And so we have a lot of very exciting casting announcements to share. We have set our cast. Do you want to go into some of the different people that we have playing some of the characters?
Absolutely. One of the most challenging roles for us to cast was the main guy. And a lot of that was because the way that the wind is blowing and comedy skewing more female. And so we didn't really want a guy to play that role. And so it is going to be played by Roseanne Barr. And
we're so
women are funny, and we're so excited to have her on board.
We grew up knowing about her. And so now to, like, actually see her and know what she looks like is like, wow, it's like, it's an exciting thing for just a comedy fan like we are.
And to see her on TV and to know that she's been on TV before and isn't that enough and maybe the most important thing, whether she's necessarily right for the role. And that is a conversation we had.
The dad... So there's like the main guy. The dad on the show is going to be played by Tom Hiddleston, the guy who was Loki in the superhero movies.
Yes.
His dad.
He's Loki, yes.
So it's Loki's dad, like that actor's dad, because at one point he was going to be kind of the main guy. It was going to be like a fun thing where Tom Hiddleston and his real dad were going to be sharing the screen for the first time. He is unable to do it. He is going to do the Avengers movie instead. He had told us that he had decided not to do that anymore. But he is going to go and do that. But we still do have his dad.
And for those who think, oh, well, you couldn't get a big franchise movie star to join, well, you're wrong, because the great-grandpa character is going to be played by the guy who is Peeta in those Hunger Games movies, and he's going to be in old man makeup. And so...
Huge name right now. We can't believe, actually, that we got him.
I couldn't believe I'm talking to the guy who plays Peeta, and he's host SNL, and he's... such a star, and it's Josh something, and so to have him as the great grandpa and the gravitas it brings,
and the voice of the dress is going to be Dennis Leary. It's fun to see a sweet thing like a dress, and then to hear some of the sour things that come out of his mouth.
That Dennis has to say, and he's not, and I'll tell you something, the dress is not too pleased with these Starbucks it sees popping up everywhere, and it's going to probably have a thing or two to say about that, and it's mocha latte frappe, I just want a cup of coffee! And so you'll be seeing some of that out of Dennis and what he thinks about Cindy Crawford and how and her body.
So we'll be tracking the show. Like, a lot of stuff is going to be going on with the show. We have a table read set for next week.
The dress wishes it was on Cindy Crawford, because Dennis then would feel like he was touching. So, yes, the table read.
Table read next week. We have shooting week after that. Editing.
And the baby's... The baby's Hayes' baby.
Yes. The grandpa...
Baby grandpa.
Which is, yes. And it's sort of where the idea came from, because my baby was kind of bossing me around a little bit. And I said sort of like, what are you, my grandpa? Mm. And at the time, you know, you think it's just a funny joke. But then it becomes like, wait, you actually should be a grandpa on a show. You know, like that came from somewhere.
Yeah,
like
I must,
you know, there's a reason I said that. It's because you should be a grandpa.
Because he could play it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the table read we're so excited about, and some of the people that are going to sit in to do punch up on that table read, and we'll just name some of those writers right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not necessarily people who you always think of as writers first, but that is what capacity they're going to be there in.
Mm-hmm.
Tevin Campbell.
Condoleezza Rice.
Janet Reno.
Smokey the Bear.
Janet Jackson.
The guy who used to play for the Los Angeles Kings. Joe Thornton.
The little creatures from the Quiznos subs ads. They're like little furry creatures.
An ice cream cone.
Mm, Tom Sandoval from Vanderpump Rules.
So those are just some of the people who are going to be doing punch up for us. It's you'll get to have this window into the process that a lot of people don't normally get. So we are going to track it in real time. Lots more to come over the next few weeks.
So yeah, look forward to next week. We'll tell you how the table read went and just with the progress we're
with
making.
Whites and Golds, FKA Baby Grandpa. So we have a great guest today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you guys have listened to him talk about video games.
But never quite like this.
And watch him on a TV show. And so this will be a real treat for you. And Kumail Nanjiani is going to be up in 1 second on Hollywood Handbook. So it's me and David Copperfield. And he's like, nothing up my sleeves, right? And I look,
yeah, right.
I look in there. And there is like a huge booger inside his sleeve. And so what do you do? Do you say like, actually there is something? I don't know if it's part, he's asking me if there's anything up there.
But he just didn't realize he had like probably wiped his sleeve.
I think he just fired it into his sleeve and forgot. And it was very, it was like a ping pong ball.
And you're mic'd and there's a whole Vegas crowd?
Yes, and so I don't know, am I supposed to notice it or not?
Hmm.
What do you do
when that happened to me?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. I said, David, I think you may want to check if there's something up your sleeve. I've got a big laugh. Anyway, there's a guest here.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up? What up?
Corker is a word
absolute
that we
corker.
Use sometimes for guests that we have, and this one is gotta be one of those for sure.
I think
sure.
If we didn't use it this time, we'd get letters. Why didn't you say Corker?
You know him from TV show, from doing podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guilty.
It's Kumail.
Stand up, and yes, Kumail.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Hi.
Thanks.
You and I, and Sean as well, and Engineer Brad actually go pretty far back.
Oh yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. We've been sort of kicking it for a while now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Always in these adjoining circles, you know. Never necessarily right. The three of us just throwing down.
Four. No.
But always in the same sort of vicinity.
Our circles have intersections.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you with, you know, when I'm out with Jerry sometimes, we'll run into each other.
Yeah.
Like Courtney, right?
We run into Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, yes.
Yeah,
uh-oh,
yeah.
Story's there.
R.I.P.
Yeah, she... what happened to her is very mysterious to me still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How, like, all of a sudden, she's gone one day. Like, she's disappeared.
Yeah.
House is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Entire house.
It's an empty lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember there being a house there.
Yeah. Mm. I think the neighbors remember it. Almost everybody remember. And everybody had the same reaction. Where they were like, was there a house there?
I have a picture of me in front of the house doing thumbs up, like, this is definitely a house.
And did you go back and look at the picture and had the house disappear?
Picture's gone, yeah.
Picture's gone, too. That's crazy. All evidence of the house is gone, Courtney's mm-hmm. gone.
And so I think we say RIP because we don't really have any... it helps us cope with...
I like to think she's out there, you know, on the island with Tupac and Bill Cosby. No, Bill Cosby's on this island.
He's still on this island, but he's headed for that island.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. That's going to be a sad day when Bill goes, huh? He's affected so many lives, just like a Such a positive.
That's what you want to do, is affect as many lives as you can.
I just
get into someone else's life.
I talk all the time about really making a difference.
Yeah.
He's really, I mean, people changed people's lives forever.
Mm-hmm.
They will never forget when they met
the way that's what you want to do. So many people.
He's just really, really gotten in there and touched so many people.
Now, Kumail, you sort of have made this reputation for yourself that I love, which is being, you call yourself the number one nerd.
Yes, right? Yes, yeah.
And
Nerdinisto.
Yes, and mm-hmm. and we talk all the time about how nerds is being cool now.
Yes,
yes. And that the quite frankly, the bullies are pumping our gas. Mm-hmm. And the nerds are on top, and the nerds won, and nerds are king.
Right. Bullies are bumping our gas on our way to recording hit podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, and you don't see, like, the bulliest podcast, for mm-hmm. example.
There is no bullist podcast.
No, mm-hmm. They can't, because they wouldn't even know how to make it or listen.
They get frustrated with technology. Yeah.
They'd smash. They'd mm-hmm. be smashing yeah. the
this
phones.
This is in football, Edgar.
Yes.
Yes.
My guy's name.
And so...
Speak on that.
Edgar was just, he was one of those, you know, he would use me for homework and stuff.
He would use you, he would turn you in as homework?
Basically, pretty much.
He made become homework.
I mean, pretty much, he would show up to my house. I mean, pretty much, you know, you could say that.
The humiliations of pretending to be homework for all these jocks.
I mean, it was like, oh, today I'm geography, but mathematics.
But aren't you grateful in a way? I mean, isn't that part of what made you?
I mean, listen, if you're... To want something that hasn't to wish that anything different had happened to you is to wish to be a different person, and I want to be myself, number one nerd. So
yes.
So really, you know, everything that's happened to you has made you who you are.
Yes. So every time I get food poisoning, I have to remind myself, like, it's good. This is good.
Yeah. It is.
Because I want to be who I am.
Well, food poisoning is great. You lose 3 to 4 pounds, like, a day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
A day.
It's great to get. They have these little worms you can buy if you have, like, a test screening or something. Like,
yeah. They're called test worms, right?
Test worms, yeah. Yes. And they're in and they flush it all out.
And they shred you. Yes. They just absolutely shred you.
That stuff is great. Mm. That stuff is great.
Well, since we have you here... You know about our new sort of video game shingle, mm-hmm. right? That we have.
The video game production company we're doing.
You guys have a shingle?
Well, yes. Because you know, like, video games is like being inside, like, movies. Like, it used to be movies, you just sit there in the chair, mm-hmm. you know? Huh. And now it's like teleport inside movie.
Huh.
You know?
I like that.
And there's binocular rifts and all the mm-hmm. different machine, and we're doing it too. And so
video games is like being fun movies.
It's yes.
Yeah. What do you know
VR.
About this? Yeah.
Binocular rifts?
Yes.
Oh, mm. yeah. That's the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're inside it, and you're doing it, and we've made a fun one for kids and for grown-ups.
Your shingle has?
Yes, and it's the first big release from comic books video games.
Because mm-hmm. we love comic books. It's like one of our first loves.
Wait.
And so comic books video games is what we named our company after.
I don't want to be a naysayer here, but that's going to be very difficult to Google.
Well,
is that because we have video games comic books as our comic book line?
So as long as they're being sent to one of those, it's...
It's all money in our pocket.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a video game company that's called... You have a video game company called Comic Books Video Games.
Comic Books Video Games,
and then your video game company is called...
Our comic book company
is called Video Games Comics.
Right.
Or comic books.
Yeah.
Because people who read comics like video games.
Well, I mean, certainly...
They're starting to, yes.
Have you guys tried to Google your own company? Just like, I know you have it in bookmarks or whatever.
You know, you keep saying Google, but I think it's funny to say Bing, and I don't know if anyone's tried using that, but
that is
funny.
Bing.
Yes.
Have you guys tried binging your video games comic book?
It's not up there. It's not in the... We know it's not there, so why look?
I would say it's sort of too generic. You got to come up with something more specific.
Books video games?
Has the train left on this? Is it... No.
You want it to be called regular books video games?
Nah, that's not... I mean...
At least that is more specific. even though it's a wider range of books, because it's just
regular more specific books than video comic games. Books?
I don't know. Comic books are fun.
But what about like, my passion?
Okay, you listen. You can use your passion. What's your who's your favorite superhero?
Oh, the monster.
The monster. remind me about the monster again.
From he's got those eyes.
Yes, strong.
Strong eyes.
So he's the superhero that has eyes and is strong?
Yes.
That's his niche?
He's got super eyes.
And stay out of his way, Kumail, yeah. If you're a baddie.
Is he, okay, let me try and, is he like, you don't want to get him angry? Is that
one of, no, you do want to get him angry.
You do want to get the monster angry because...
Oh, I want to see him angry because I want to see him pound on some baddies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So, okay, so let's say it's the monster.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your second? This is very generic sounding. Still, you can't name it monster video games.
The second favorite?
Yeah.
X-Man.
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 Well, it's a guy?
Yeah, the X-Man.
Yes.
What is it? Which one is he?
Plays a xylophone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you could
name it. During the day. That's his cover, you know, playing mm-hmm. xylophone.
Is he making money playing the xylophone?
He must. Sometimes. He must, yeah.
Weddings.
Yeah, yeah, weddings. Mm-hmm. Where else would he play?
But weddings happen at night, so then does he have to choose sometimes?
It's all day weddings, all outdoor ceremonies, yeah. And
destination
in like
weddings.
The Northeast, yeah.
Yeah.
So
comic books, video games is the video game company.
Yes.
Okay. And you guys are doing a game, you said?
Well, yes. And we've got a lot of the action stuff done, but what we think is so cool is these parts of the game where you are just watching a scene that's kind of like a TV show scene, but not quite as good.
It's like a tiny TV show inside the game that you can't play.
That you can't, yes, you can't really interact with. That's the best part.
So for you guys, the best part of the video game is the part that's least like a video game?
You could say that, but this is a video game, Kumail.
Yeah, okay. Forgetting to having to play the video game, now you get to watch.
Yeah, then you get the information about the mission.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I like playing the game itself, but you know, they're called cutscenes, right? Is that what you guys are referring to? Cutscenes, like.
Oh, I think we should leave them in. That's an interesting suggestion. I think we should leave them in the
game. Cutscenes is what they're called. I see. Now that you say it like that, I don't know why they're called that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Because they're in there. The ones I'm talking about. I know what a cut scene is.
Okay, yeah.
It's everything Brett's ever shot. You know what I mean, Engineer Brett? Right?
Burn.
Yes.
It is true, Brett. I mean, it is true that everything he's ever shot is.
He was there too, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to talk about this here?
No. It's a totally different... It's not your show.
Brett had a sizable role in one of our latest films, and it was a big break for him, and we wound up having to remove every single one of his
lines.
What
were you playing, Brett?
The monster.
You were playing the monster?
Yeah.
And the monster got cut out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No room.
What was the movie called?
Monster's Ball.
Yeah, it had to change. It was called Monster's Ball initially.
Okay, because it's a prison movie, right? They had to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then what did you guys change it to?
Well, I don't want to say because I don't want anyone to steal it and I don't want to jinx it, but...
I think saying the name of your movie that's coming out is not jinxing it. That's just marketing. That's just preparing.
I hate to jinx it. You know, this business is so volatile.
I don't get why all these people go around jinxing their own movies. Every time someone's got a movie out, they go on...
The posters are jinxing it all over town.
Okay. All right. I mean, like, this poster's for Insurgent everywhere now.
There's already a movie called Insurgent?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, it's like a future kids are in it.
Ugh.
Oh man.
Yeah. All right. How did that movie? It's not out yet.
No, not officially. We're still dealing with distributors, and it's such a long process,
Making a deal.
Yes.
Deal is hard.
Yes. Yeah. Contract.
What are your favorite deal making tips?
Mm.
I would say never look them in the eye. Mm-hmm. That's like one of my rules.
It's Medusa.
Yeah. And then for me, it's power moves. So you got to do that thing where you go in for the handshake and then like you just sort of fix your hair.
Too slow.
Do the too slow. Mm-hmm. You got to do that. Some people will tell you when you go in, don't ask for anything. I go in and ask for very specific stuff like Diet Mountain Dew. They never have Diet Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm. And then I get sort of angry. But they're confused because I'm not looking at them. And I go for the handshake 3-4 times in a row. And
do they always fall for it?
I think at some point they know it's coming, but they're just sort of... They want to grab the hand.
Yeah, they want to see if they can be fast enough.
They never are.
Anyone ever caught you? No?
No. I've never made a deal. But these are my tips.
Well, you keep them wanting more that way.
Try and drop racial terms if you can.
An example?
Just, you know, the B one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The D one, do that.
Okay. Yep.
The M one.
The M one. Oh, okay.
Boy,
didn't
all
know
right.
You were going to go this, there.
He's going deep.
Do the M word.
Speaking of racial terms, we do want to record some of these cutscenes today.
So what's the story of this game? What's the story of this game? Wait, you guys are recording the cutscenes today?
Yeah, well, as long as we have you on mic and you're a video game guy, Nook, you're one of the top nerds.
The top nerd.
Yes.
Number one top nerd.
Exactly.
But I can't just record. Like, why don't you guys go through my manager and stuff?
Well, I feel like the stuff we've gotten so far from you is not really going to work for a cutscene necessarily, or the cutscene is going to be very not boring.
It's not gonna, but it's not going to match up with the story that we have in mind.
Okay, yeah, I'm not saying that you just use what I'm saying and put it in your video game, but we sort of have to, you know, go through the proper channels and stuff to do it. But
it's a video. There are no channels. That's TV. You're thinking of television.
And I get confused about the same stuff because models are changing.
Channel 3, you have to go to channel 3, and that's the only one that does the video
because
game.
Because that's just where it's plugged in.
That's what the Genesis is plugged in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At Hayes' house, yeah.
Yeah, so you do, yes. You get it.
So yes, you're getting it.
So this is a scene where the main guy is the Fight Haver. The game's called Fight Haver. And he is talking to his boss about there's a fight he has to go out and do, a specific fight that's like his mission.
So he has fights.
Yeah, he has fights.
Yes, in a lot of it, yeah.
Fight Haver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fight Haver. Parenthetical, fast drive.
Fast drive?
Yes.
Fight Haver fast
drive. This is the fast drive edition.
What's his name? Okay, it's like a special edition. Right.
Yes.
Okay, so what's his name? What's his character's name?
Fight Haver.
No, his name is Fight Haver.
Yes.
And he also has fights. That worked out.
Yes.
Well, it was a case of mistaken identity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what was he before his identity was mistaken?
Lunch lady.
Lunch lady. Okay.
Yes. But just in the wrong neighborhood, you know?
Lunch
and
lady,
it could
Fight
happen
Haver.
To anyone.
Yeah. So it's Fight Haver and he has fights. Fast drive?
Yeah.
Well, he's got to get to the fight.
Right, sure.
You know, and he doesn't want to be late.
There's a sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
This sounds great. So it's like a GTA Grand Theft Auto kind of game you guys are... Mm-hmm.
Would that be good?
Yeah, I mean, those games are very popular, I think.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Wait, but don't you already have the game ready? Why are you asking me? You have the game, right? You made the game?
Yeah, we got a bunch of it, yes.
Okay. Have you guys done the engine?
Graphic?
The engine, yeah.
Graphic.
Well, that's how the car
well,
goes.
We've he doesn't, I don't know
that's
if he has it in his backpack,
so
but his has drawn a lot of this stuff and it looks badass.
The engine.
Dude, the punching.
I'm getting good at muscles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's making muscles, engines, everything.
Okay, no.
My feet still kind of look like little pizza slices. There's not know what to do about
the
that.
The fights are more punches than kicks right now just because the feet part, it's not tracking.
Okay. It looks like someone's strapped pizza slices.
Wearing pizza slices.
But okay, it's part of why we want to focus so much on the cutscenes, and I think what we're finding is we need the cutscenes to fill more of the game than we expected.
Okay. All right. So you're finding that there's gaps where the game doesn't exist.
When, like, a guy should be kicking someone. Instead, now we need to probably go to one of these cutscenes you're talking about.
Before you guys made a game that was primarily kicking-based, you should have...
It was at least half, yeah.
Mm, yeah.
You should have seen if the lead designer could draw feet.
Well, he thought he could.
Okay.
I made a lot of promises.
You took his word for it.
Yeah.
You were like, I promise I can draw feet.
Well, and we're working on a cutscene that explains why the feet look like pizza slices as well.
That's smart.
Which is maybe then going to be...
That's a big part of this cutscene, actually, with the boss.
Okay.
Especially, guy was a lunch lady, so maybe, you know, stepped on a pizza.
Okay, sure.
So let's do it.
But so
let's go into it, Brett.
If Brett wants to cue up what we have, and then I'm doing the voice of the big boss, and Kumail,
yeah, I guess you'd be the main character, you can just be the fight haver, and I'll be the guy haver. There's a guy who comes in.
Okay. Great.
Great fight haver.
Oh, wait, so we've already started? I don't have a script.
Stop asking questions. Now, you got another fight to do, and this one's for big money, boy, and you better get there on time, so drive fast. Hey, can you hand me that chalice behind you? Ah, it's me, Crash Bandicoot. I'll take that chalice. Thank you very much, fight haver. And try to challenge me to a fight sometime.
He keeps doing that to me. Hey, you think I'm a cool guy, right?
Yeah, I do, sir.
Yeah.
You're a good guy.
Yeah. My daughter, she,
Okay.
She doesn't really connect with me.
Well, you said I should get to the fight pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, no, it's important. You got to split?
Well, you said I have a fight and there's urgency, so I got to get in the car, drive fast over there.
Yeah,
so I'm going to go.
No, you should. It just, she...
Sucks about your daughter, but I'm going to...
A quick story, though. So I'm dropping her off at school, and I see some kids walking by, and she ducks down because she doesn't want to be seen with her dad. She ducked her head down in the car.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, well, how does that make me feel? Look, I know she's a kid, teenagers, all that, but...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've heard dads talk. I don't have any kids, so I can't really relate, but...
Yeah.
I should go...
For the fight?
Yeah, with the big money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go,
Need that for another chalice. That was my last chalice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then you go. You need anything? You need...
I'm good. I've got gas in the car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Snap.
Ah, it's me, Crash Bandicoot. I'll take that gas. Thank you very much.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
man.
Did he just take the gas from my car?
Yeah, he had a real long straw, and I think he sucked it right out. Yeah.
He siphoned it.
Oof. The guy you're fighting.
Yeah, tell me more about the guy I'm fighting. That's good.
It's Wario.
Wario?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's evil.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna go. Can I do a real quick sidebar to this scene?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you guys licensed? I feel like you're saying a lot of, like, characters that are licensed.
Well,
property.
We love these characters.
Yeah, a lot of people do. So, like,
well, a mistake, you don't have to license it if you make, like, good characters bad guys. So, like, Crash Bandicoot, normally known as, like, a good character, in this one, he's sort of the primary villain.
We are going to cut you saying Wario's evil, and we're going to make him a good guy.
Yeah, Fight Haver's bad.
So Fight Haver's the bad guy.
Yeah, Wario's good. You kind of want Wario to win. You're controlling Fight Haver, like, but you're like, why am I doing this?
The way I think about it, and Hayes and I have worked in movies for a while, and you don't really necessarily want to make a movie with the actors no one's ever heard of before. Do you know what I mean?
No,
so if you're making a video game, you kind of want to use the A-list celebs.
Mm. Yeah, but I think you need to get permission. Like, have you contacted Nintendo or Sony for...
Well, these are fictional...
They hate us.
And you can't... These are fake characters. They can't. Crash Bandicoot is not going to agree to be.
No, but
see, this is a thing. Like,
no, I understand.
This is a source of confusion for you.
No,
you're
it's
thinking
not.
Of movies and TV shows.
I understand.
This is like a bunch of pixels.
I know what it is. It's not a real person. I'm not suggesting you call fucking Crash Bandicoot. What I'm saying is the person that created Crash Bandicoot, Sony owns him. You should call Sony and be like, hey, we're going to make Crash Bandicoot the primary bad guy and fight have a fast drive.
Kumail, I'd rather not get hacked. Thanks.
It seems like a trick to get us hacked. Oh, yes. Email this company with all your ideas.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, okay. Wario, did you call Nintendo? They don't have a hacking scandal. You call Nintendo.
Wario's a good guy in this. What don't you understand? He's being a good guy.
So if I took like a bad guy and just made him a good guy, I could use him. Like I could take if I made a movie with Superman's evil, I could do that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you guys hear that? I don't know if that's true.
Oh well, I'm,
Sean Hayes, told me.
Yeah, Hayes asked me, and I told him.
So your source is him.
Mm-hmm.
What's your source?
I checked with my dad.
Your dad told you.
Mm-hmm.
What does your dad do? Is he
he's a retired police officer.
Okay.
So there's legal stuff.
He knows law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay.
Should we get the action dialogue? Some of the action dialogue?
Yeah, let's get the action dialogue locked in, and then we probably got to get into the,
some of these questions?
Yeah, questions, yeah.
Did we finish that scene?
Yeah, that scene. Did we get that, Brett?
Yeah, we got it. You cut me out of it, I noticed.
Yeah, there was that whole thing that you had in there that, yeah, that's not going to be on the
Yeah, unfortunately. Podcast.
But
yeah.
The bad news is you were playing Lex Luthor as a bad guy, so then we can't use him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was a
so
big
Lex
part
Luthor
of it.
So Lex Luthor as like...
And we were so pretty clear guy, about right? that, yeah.
Yeah, if you made him a good guy, then yeah, according to Sean's police dad...
Yeah, well, that's like... And then you'll see in some of our video games comic books, we're mm-hmm. using Lex Luthor, but he's doing all nice stuff.
He's a former police dad. Now he's just dad.
he's full-time dad.
Okay.
And part-time barbecue chef. He's makes a hamburger sandwich.
So this is stuff where you're just running through... It's like France in the old army times, you know? You're like...
What time is that?
Just like... The big army fight, you know?
World War II?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, so that's like the fight haver's biggest fight of all is going to be World
so
War II.
So this is a period piece. It's set during World War II?
Well, he has different fights all through times.
Oh, it's like a Turtles in Time, but...
But with fight haver. Thank you. So you get... That was our pitch. And so we're just running through old France... And just like you need like wild sound, like stuff for people to say.
Uh-huh.
And so we just have a list of things for you to record.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's still non-standard that this is happening, but
do you want to do yours?
The boss. So I'm just setting him up for the different things, action lines through time.
Well, okay. Well, no, you could do that as the boss.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just in the studio. But mm-hmm. if it would be fun for you to do it as your boss character, but that's not going to be recorded.
We don't need lines for the boss character right now.
If you want to pretend to be the boss as you feed
if that helps you,
lines, yeah.
If that helps you, good, but Brett's going to take it all out.
Okay. Hang on, let me get into character as the boss.
You don't really need to because it really is not going to be used in the game. So this is just...
All of a sudden, this guy knows more about my game than me. I think he's right. But.
I'm just hearing Hayes talk about it, and that's what it sounds like. It sounds like...
We're just feeding him lines.
We're just feeding me, so you don't need to get into character.
Do you want to get into character, and I'll feed him some of the lines?
Yes, I'm going to get into character for a moment, and the boss is Dennis Farina.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P.
Very mysterious what happened to him as well.
And his house is gone, too.
Okay, so you're running through old France and you say, like, come on.
Right now?
Yeah.
Come on.
But, like, being really scared.
Come on.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
And you'd be like, over here.
Over here.
Okay. And I'd be like, quick, get in the shower.
How does this... What part of the game would you say that
it's in? A safe place.
You got to be clean. Yeah.
It's a safe place for them to go.
Get clean.
In the game, the character gets dirty and has to clean himself.
Well, he wants to be safe, and also he and his best friend need to get clean.
They shower together?
Well, there's not a ton of time. Let's first they have to get in the shower, right?
Okay, all right. So what am I saying?
Quick, get in the shower. Okay, so now say, well, as long as we're in here.
Wow, I feel like this is going a weird... Well, as long as we're in here.
Yeah, but more suggestive.
What, suggesting what?
It's fine, we can use that.
Trying to take this best friend relationship into a different place.
And what's the best friend's name? Jessica, because I need to get into character. It's my process.
Jessica.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You guys grew up together. You've known each other since you were babies.
Okay.
Or since she was a baby and you were like...
She's not my sister. And I was a grown-up?
You were like, not a grown-up, but you were like 17.
Wow. So
it's not a grown-up.
It's a pretty big...
You're still a kid.
But I can drive a car.
You're both kids.
I can drive a car and she hasn't found her hands yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But when she does...
She knows... Oh, God. Okay, so there's a pretty big age gap. Okay, so as long as we're in here, as long as we're in here, like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yes, that's good. That's
the next line was going to be like that.
Yeah.
And then the next one is, yes, just like that.
Wow. Okay. So, yes, just like that?
Perfect, mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect.
And now just a couple smoochies.
Smoochies?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do smoochies. What are smoochies?
I can do the smoochies and we'll tell if it's him. So the boss is going to ask you to do some stuff now.
Okay. So this is the boss who gives me my missions, like the next fight, and he's got Crash Bandicoot ruining his life.
Hand me that hammer, Charlie Brown.
Wait, am I saying that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I'm saying it, you're just in character pitching me the line.
Yes.
Hand me that hammer.
Don't be nervous, Kumail.
Okay, I just, I'm a little thrown by the shower scene a little bit.
No, nothing else like that.
So, so Charlie Brown's a bad guy?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Brown's a bad guy, so that you can use him? You made him from a good guy to a bad guy?
Yeah.
Okay, just so I know. Hand me the hammer, Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's the Travelocity Gnome. Somebody get his hammer.
So the Travelocity Gnome, and he's a bad guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's kind of a bad guy in the...
In the real life, so yeah. He's a good guy?
No, he's a good guy.
Quick, get the Travelocity Gnome's hammer.
No, that'll work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Forrest Gump, stop hitting me with that hammer.
Forrest Gump, stop hitting me with that hammer.
Okay, now we're just going to get into some alts for the shower stuff.
I thought we got the shower stuff. I feel like
we did. We got that version, and this is just if we decide to go in any different direction.
Okay, well, I just don't... It just makes me a little uncomfortable doing the shower stuff, especially I know the age differential.
Mm-hmm.
How long since I met her?
You're not 17 anymore. I mean, now you're the fight haver. Now you're a full-grown man, and she's 17.
Okay, can we make her 18 for this? Just because it feels a little weird.
Well, this is
doesn't really track with a lot of what we wrote. Yeah,
in France, you get away with all kinds of stuff. Believe me.
Mm-hmm.
How is?
But there are a couple scenes that we've already recorded where she's in America before they go to France, and she can't buy cigarettes, and the fight ever has to buy them for her, and we'd have to throw all that out.
No, but that's 21, right? So she could be 18. You can buy cigarettes at 18.
Yeah.
Is it 18?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disgusting, right?
Oh, did you miss out on 3 years of that?
Oh, man. What was I doing? So, but maybe, couldn't it be that in America she can buy cigarettes and then she traveled to France and then had a birthday? Like, maybe I just say, happy birthday, Jessica. Use that. Happy birthday, Jessica. Use that.
Okay.
And then now she's 18.
We've got that.
For the shower scene.
Okay.
Okay.
If that makes you more comfortable, then we'll just, then we have the version where you say happy birthday.
Okay.
Right before. And then you say, and now look at the present I got you.
Am I in a shower?
Well, you wanted to be a birthday scene, right?
No, I don't want to do a whole birthday scene. I'm just saying that if this is going to be hanky-panky, I don't want
to... We're doing stuff in the shower, and you wanted to be a birthday thing, so it's like, that actually works great for what we had in mind, because mm-hmm. you're going to be saying, like, why don't you check out the present I got you?
Yeah, there used to not be a context for that line, so that is...
So that mm-hmm. line was there already,
yeah.
but it was sort of floating, mm-hmm. devoid of meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look at the present I got you. What did I get her? What's the present I got her?
It's time for the popcorn gallery. That must be the present that you got for the girl. A segment where listeners will ask questions to Kumail about your job and personal and having fun.
Yes, and memories.
So the four areas are job, personal, having fun, and memories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's a question. Let's reach into the bag and get a question.
Sorry.
Is the bag in your phone?
Sorry.
So, we'll reach in the bag.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it's the monster, and I'm friends with him. What a fun adventure. So, just to give you a little context for the sound drops, my friend Mark from high school records these sound drops. We play them every episode, and usually okay. they somewhat thematically tie in with what we've been talking about in the okay. show. And so, when we reach in the bag, I guess the premise is that Mark pretends to be reaching into a real bag of popcorn. He yeah. pulls something out, whatever he says it is, then we ask a question. So, I guess that was the question.
Mm-hmm.
That was the question?
No. The question
took the
will
form
be a real question.
Monster, but yes. now, yes, it's a question from Greggy, one of our listeners, and he asks, Mr. Nungiani, can you give me any tips on how to get a lot of points on At Midnight? I just got the home game.
The home game?
Now, the home game is different. If you give tips on the home game specifically, it's a little different from the actual game.
Yes.
I think that's what would help Greggy.
Yeah. Okay, I would say just do puns. It's just a lot of puns mainly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would say replace a word with a word that sounds like that word, but it's slightly different. Like, give me a word and I'll do a pun on it.
Spoon.
Room.
Mm.
Give me another one.
Well, let's back up a second. He crushed that one.
Yeah. Points.
How did you... Yeah,
I just have done the show a bunch of times, so I get
points.
I get it. Give me another one, and I'll do a pun based on it.
Broom.
Room.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Points.
Yeah.
Points.
Points. Yeah. Yeah. Points.
Give me another one.
Okay. Dune.
Moon boots.
Oh.
Oh.
See.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rule okay. of threes.
Oh, points.
Yeah.
And the third one is a little longer than the other one.
It's funnier because it's longer, and it doesn't quite rhyme as much.
That's a good tip for the home game. Let's get another question out of the bag.
Oh, it's my phone, and the question is in there, and it was in my phone. Oh, okay, so...
Wow, that really did reference something that just happened.
Yeah. I don't know how Mark does this, if he's got... camera, because he gives me the sound drops weeks ahead of time.
He's been doing it for a while. He kind of knows how it works.
Wow, Mark knows this before?
Well, yeah, he just knows our rhythms.
Oh,
you know, because
okay.
he went to high school with Sean. They used to do a lot of comedy together. All right,
because I was like, if he can predict the future, this is the worst use of his powers.
No.
I think it's pretty good.
It would be a good use regardless, but it is this specifically that he's able to.
Because just for this.
This is one comedy outlet. He doesn't really work in entertainment anymore.
This is a question from American Diaper. Is Pakistan any good?
Pakistan?
And now...
So, okay. So, these are our... I mean, these are our listeners.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't want Hayes to ask this question because it's so uninformed.
It's not a great question. But I appreciate that. I do think they genuinely are trying.
I think he's trying to learn.
Yeah. And Greggy?
No, this is American Diaper.
American Diaper.
Greggy knows better.
Right.
This is American Diaper.
Okay.
And it got a lot of likes in our forum when it was asked, so I guess other people want to know.
Yes.
They want to know what?
If Pakistan is any good.
I don't know what Pakistan is.
Well, here, it's what it says. See, it's right there on the screen.
Okay. Yeah, I read it, and it written exactly as I thought it was going to be written, but I still don't know what Pakistan is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I.
So what would you say to American Diaper?
I would say I am uninformed on
you're
this.
Not, you're not saying it's good. You're not saying it's bad.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Okay, speak on that.
But I'm not
that.
Saying it's good either.
Yeah.
You're not taking a position on it one way or another.
Let's just say it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not good.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And just speak on that.
Yeah. I did. That
yes.
was
exactly. Yes, I've, he did.
Mm-hmm. I spoke on it.
He already did.
And get a question?
Yeah.
Yes. It's a video game controller from old Nintendo. It's a power glove. Oh, okay. So this is cool. We're doing a whole episode about video games, and I think he knew that. So he came up with a really tight...
That one was... It felt like you were searching for it.
Like a tight reference to like a video game.
Yeah.
You know, that nerds like us could all enjoy.
It's a little more vague than the other drops he's done, because those were like eerily spot on. Mm-hmm. This one was a little more like sort of wishy-washy.
The third one is always, he's kind of used up the good stuff on the first two.
Yes, yes.
This is a question from Will Stixbeer. I understand that you are a nerd and like computers and stuff. What's the best computers you have ever used lately, and how good was it?
What's the best computers I've used lately?
Ever used.
Ever used lately. And how good was it?
And how good was it, yeah.
Could you repeat the question?
Sure.
I'm sorry, I was...
I understand that you are a nerd and like computers and stuff. What's the best computers you have ever used lately, and how good was it?
Mm. What's the best computers I've ever used lately?
And how good was it, yeah.
I really like my PlayStation 4. I think that's a pretty... That's one of the... That's
See, this again, that's video games.
No, but there's
computers is on the table.
My PlayStation 4 is on the table.
Yeah, but it's lying down and the computer's supposed to be standing up.
Is that the difference?
Mm-hmm.
The computer is looking at you.
Okay. Yeah.
But the PlayStation, you're looking at it.
Yes.
Okay.
So you know those that are standing up. Which of those that was the best you ever used
Which
lately?
Of the ones that are standing up and looking at me... Mm-hmm. As opposed to I'm looking at and they're lying down.
Mm-hmm.
And standing up on the table.
Yes.
Okay. Xbox One.
That's another one that's being video games too.
That's going to be... You look at that. That's not looking at you. How do I get at this? Okay, Kumail. Imagine you're being... wizard. And the wizard's magic power is...
I'm being
he
wizard?
Only, and he only... Yes, and the wizard's magic power is he only knows computers and he doesn't name video games. So, we'll ask you the question again. And this time, use your wizard powers to answer.
Okay, all right. So, he only knows computers, doesn't know video games.
Yes, and we like to make things fun for our guests, and I think that maybe this will be pleasing to both parties, yes?
Okay, all right.
Oh, so do you want to hear the question again?
Yeah, as the wizard.
Now you're a wizard.
Yes,
okay, yeah, because okay. Yeah, wizard hasn't heard it yet. Wizard, I understand that you are a nerd and like computers and stuff. What's the best computers you have ever used lately, and how good was it?
Sega Genesis. Because, see, I'm a wizard, so I can magically get the other powers.
That's Yes, that's true.
So
that is true. You didn't say that he was a wizard. He couldn't get other powers.
Yes.
So now he does have the power to name video games.
Yes,
so.
That was an error.
Mm-hmm.
And I take full responsibility, and I made a mistake.
Yeah.
So, so I shouldn't have made you a wizard.
You gave me too much power.
Yes.
That's
okay.
What you did.
What if I made you an orc? And the orc, instead of an axe, has a computer, and he says the name of it.
Instead of an axe, he has a computer.
Yes.
And he says the name of the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Orc, what's that computer you got?
Don't ask me the question.
Oh, well, that's... okay.
Orc, tell us your axe.
Axebox. It's where I keep...
Points.
Points. Points.
It's just a box where I keep my axe.
Yes, points.
I know it sounds like some of the other things we're talking about.
Points, points.
Axe box one. It's my first one. Points. I have 360 of them.
Yes, points.
It goes from Xbox One to Xbox 360. That's my newest one.
Camille, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, guys, thank you
so
much
for nerding out with us. We like to talk to our listeners on the forums and to read reviews on iTunes.
Please rate us on iTunes, and we love reading your reviews. Mm-hmm. And like us on Facebook, and tell all your friends, tell your parents about the show.
And please pick up the pro version of our podcast. A lot of good stuff this week that will be delivered to you. A lot of excellent bonus features. And opportunities to interact with Sean and I. And the person who bought it this week in the random drawing was Jay Monsterface. And what he gets from buying is Kumail is going to record some just like loose, wild dialogue of him having a fight with Jay Monsterface.
I didn't agree to this.
Yes, we know. So Fight Haver's fighting Jay Monsterface, and just some of what he might sound like in that.
I didn't agree to, first of all, I already recorded stuff for your video game.
Okay, so he didn't agree to the fight with Jay Monsterface, so now he's really mad, and then give him some of your stuff.
And you guys ambushed me when I came in, and now there's a contest, and you want me to record for Jay Monsterface's...
Oh, he said your name! Jay Monsterface!
Yay! You're welcome, and you don't ambush him like that again.
Bye!
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.